right. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome. Thanks for joining us today. Some of you know me, some of you don't, but I'm Ali Hussein. I run capital markets for ADI. I'm the treasurer, and I head up investor relations as well. So welcome to our 2017 Analyst Day. It's frankly great to have you here this morning. I'm also delighted to have senior people from Linear Tech here as well, in addition to the folks from ADI. In a few moments, you'll hear from Steve Petkovich. Steve, raise your hand. So Steve ran power at Linear, and now he's running power for the combined company. And as of last week, he's on Vince's staff. The other person we have here from Linear is a gentleman called Eric Soll. Eric started the battery management business at Linear. And he's not in the room, but he's going to join us for lunch, and he'll be at the product demos. So the product demo, you come out of here, you take a left, you'll see the product demo. So feel free to interact with folks from ADI and Linear while you're here today. Now, we don't do these analyst days very often, but I promise you, we have a lot to tell you this morning, and I think it's going to be a great use of your time. Okay, first things first, I have to do this, I'm sorry, but we're here to talk about the long term. This is going to be a five-year kind of journey. We haven't updated our guidance for the third quarter. Our lawyers absolutely have us in a tight leash, so we don't want to have any questions about the near term. And honestly, the earnings release was 2 weeks ago. So I don't know how much more we could add to that in any event. So it's really about talking about the long term today. And I ask you that you please respect that. Okay. Do we have the agenda slide up? Okay, let's get through the agenda quickly. So as we think about this, the long-term drivers of the business, we've picked the most salient themes that we think are going to be of the most interest to shareholders. The day starts with Vince Roche, our CEO. He'll set the strategy envelope for today's presentations. Then we'll get into the technology, and then Peter Rail, our CTO, will walk you through how we think about our investments in R&D. And I think that's when really the fun's going to start to begin. Then we'll get Steven to talk about how he's thinking about running the new ADI Linear Tech Power business. Then we'll have a slew of great presentations. Kevin Carlin will go through factory automation. Mark Gill will go through automotive. Greg Henderson will go through RF and microwave. And Greg is a former Hittite guy, and he's running the entire RF business for the combined ADI and Hittite. And as of last week, he's also on Vince's staff and is running basically a third of ADI's markets and engineering related to those. So, you know, we keep talking about this best of both companies. We did it in the case of Hittite. And again, that's really the blueprint, again, to do it in the case of Linear here. Okay, then we'll have Yusuf, who will talk about our consumer strategy. And at the end of the day, I'll give you our new financial model for what we think we can do over the next 5 years and beyond. After we're done here, through the formal part of today's presentations, we'll have a Q&A session. And then after the Q&A session, feel free to roam about, talk to us, talk to folks from Linear. Well, I guess we're all part of one company now. Check out the product demos outside. Christina Durvin here is in investor relations. Mike Lucarelli is in investor relations. Grab any one of us, and we can help you around. Okay, so this is the one I apologize for, but where's the forward-looking statement slide? Yeah, okay, I guess it's flipped here. Okay, so 2 minutes here. Let me start by reminding everybody that the presentation today will contain forward-looking statements which address a variety of subjects, including, for example, ADI's expected product development and technical advances, financial goals and expectations, the expected benefits and synergies of the Linear Technology acquisition, including the effect of the transaction on ADI's non-GAAP earnings. These forward-looking statements include risks and uncertainties which could cause our results to differ materially from the forward-looking statements made during today's presentation. Therefore, today's presentation will include time-sensitive information that may be accurate only as of the date of the live broadcast, which is today, June 20th, 2017. Accordingly, participants listening to this presentation are cautioned not to place undue reliance on these statements, which reflect management's opinions only as of today. Boy, I feel like I'm really earning my paycheck here this morning. Okay, let's just another paragraph. Okay, information on the factors that could affect our results is included in our filings with the SEC, including but not limited to our most recent Form 10-Q and our other filings. ADI undertakes no obligation to update the statements made at today's events to reflect subsequent events or circumstances. In addition, today's presentation will present some non-GAAP measures which are intended to serve as a complement to our GAAP results. A reconciliation of our non-GAAP measures to the most directly comparable GAAP measures is available at the end of the presentation, which will be posted on investor.analog.com. And so with that out of the way, it's my great pleasure to invite up here Vincent Roche, ADI's CEO and president and CEO.